I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Author Robert Skeet has put together a book about his hometown hero, Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer Johnny Vandermeer. He's in the front row with Betsy Ross to talk about Catching Rainbows, the story of Johnny Vandermeer's back-to-back no-hitters.
Johnny Vandermeer holds a special place in Cincinnati Reds history, and I think a special place in the hearts of Reds fans. Johnny Vandermeer, back-to-back no-hitters. That may be the one record in sports. You talk about unbreakable records. That may be it. Back-to-back no-hitters. And you might not realize 2013, the 75th anniversary year of Johnny Vandermeer's back-to-back no-hitters. There is a website to celebrate that accomplishment and a children's book as well. And the man behind both is Rob Skeet. Rob, thanks for being with us on the front row.
Thanks so much for having me, Betsy. Happy to be here.
Exciting stuff about the 75th anniversary. I think that, a lot of us Reds fans maybe would not have thought about that, but later on this summer it will be, as you call it on the website, perhaps the greatest feat in the game's history. Why do you think that the back-to-back no-hitters hold such a spot of reverence, if you will, a special place in the annals of baseball history?
Well, if you think about it, the way pitchers pitch today, very few even complete a full game. So to pitch one no-hitter is quite an accomplishment. To do it two times in a row and finish both games, and then even to go on into your third game and pitch several innings of no-hit ball, which Vandy did, it's quite an accomplishment. And the big question for me is, are you going to look at the innings pitched, or are you going to look at the two games, or possibly even the third, and see who actually can break Johnny Vandermeer's record? It comes up when somebody pitches a first no-hitter, and people will mention it. But after that, a lot of kids I've discovered, and even some grown-ups, don't know about the unbreakable record. So it's a great feat in baseball. And as you mentioned earlier, 1938, the Cincinnati Post headline said, greatest feat in games history.
And it just may be. And I think that's a very good point. People may not realize it. He almost had three in a row. He came close to it.
Yeah, he went quite a ways into his third game before somebody got a hit, too. So
what is your fascination with Johnny Vandermeer?
Well, it's interesting. In 1997, my wife and I moved to a small Dutch town in Midland Park, New Jersey. And it was there that I became fascinated with this man. He is the hometown hero of Midland Park because that's where he was raised. And my wife and I went to a library exhibit there where Vandy came in and they were honoring him, and I got to meet him. Kind of connections started happening from there. I discovered that my father-in-law, who grew up in Cincinnati, a huge Reds fan, he played football for the University of Cincinnati. He's in the University of Cincinnati's Football Hall of Fame. His name is Frank Nindorf. When my father-in-law was growing up, Vandy was his favorite player. He actually listened to both those games on the radio in 1938. Then I found out that my own father, who was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan, was at the second no-hitter game in the bleachers at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. And then soon after that, I met Vandy's boyhood best friend, a man named Dick Jeffer. And he and I became friends. He became like my surrogate grandfather. Baseball was our common link. He was Vandy's biggest fan on the planet. You can imagine if your best friend growing up became a Major League Baseball player and then did a record or accomplished a record in baseball that will never be broken. He really was, in his later years, the one who carried the torch to try to keep the memory of his friend and the record alive. And before he passed away several years ago, he asked me to do that as well. And he kind of passed the torch to me. And it's been my kind of mission in life to keep the memory of Vandy and the record alive to this next generation.
That's awesome. So you were kind of born for this then, or at least the stars aligned so you would be part of this.
Exactly. Lots of connections have happened to make that happen for us.
So let's talk about Johnny Vandermeer. You talk about being in his hometown. I thought it was interesting, one comment that you had on the website, that Johnny's parents really thought baseball was not necessarily the most noble of professions that he could go into.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they were from Dutch origin, and they really felt it was a loafer's paradise, and it wasn't like a career to have. And Vandy actually pitched five no-hitters in sandlot ball as a teenager, so his parents knew their son was really talented at the game of baseball, but it wasn't their first choice for their son for a career.
We are talking with Rob Skeed. He is kind of the historian right now of Johnny Vandermeer, celebrating the 75th anniversary of his back-to-back no-hitters. And besides having this website that really talks about the anniversary, you have also kind of spun off the Johnny Vandermeer story into a children's book, Bat Boy Stories, the story of Johnny Vandermeer's unbreakable record. And a kind of a child story, the Bat Boy story wrapped around Johnny Vandermeer. Where did you come up with the idea to do this?
Well, like most of my ideas, I get them like lots of people in the shower, and that's where I got this one. You know, as part of my mission to keep the memory of Vandy and the record alive, we did the website, as you mentioned, johnnyvandermeer.com, but I'm a published children's author by trade, so I figured, boy, the next logical thing to do is create a kid's book about this. So I did so. I'm titling the series Bat Boy Stories. And so this is the first in the story, in a series called Catching Rainbows. I came up with that title because Vandy has a famous quote where he says, kids are always chasing after rainbows, and baseball is a world where you can catch them. And Vandy certainly caught his rainbow with this great unbreakable record. And so I thought Catching Rainbows would be a good title for it in the Bat Boy story series. And the subtitle is the story of Johnny Vandermeer's back-to-back no-hitters. So this was just a great way. I thought I can continue to get the message out there to kids. And I framed a story around Cincinnati Reds bat boy who's really having troubles in life. And kind of everything comes together for him when he gets this great, amazing job as the Reds bat boy. And then gets to meet his heroes, and especially when he develops a special relationship with Johnny Vandermeer. And then even plays a small role in Vandy accomplishing the second no-hitter.
And besides telling the baseball story, it's also a story that kids can take away about perseverance and facing adversity and how you overcome problems and challenges. And, you know, that's also a message I think that kids need to learn, whether it's, you know, through life or through a book. But you make it an entertaining story because you wrap it around baseball. And I always say that any time that you can get a kid to sit down and read a book, and I don't care what it is, if you can get them to sit down and read a book, that's a plus. That's a habit that you hope that they will carry on into adulthood. And so you have this nice baseball story, but you've got a message behind it as well.
Yeah, that's true. In all my stories, I try to deliver a message, not by being preachy or anything, but really just coming out naturally in the story. And in this story, it's a true lesson about friendship and, as you mentioned, perseverance, overcoming adversity. All kids in life have adversity, big and small. And it's an important lesson for everyone to learn, especially you know, from ages 8 to 12.
So, as we mentioned, the 75th anniversary of Johnny Vandermeer's back-to-back no-hitters will be coming up later on this summer in June. Besides the website and the book, what would you like to see as kind of a celebration of this? Or are you planning something else that will be a celebration of this greatest feat in the game's history?
Yeah, so I'd love to see the Cincinnati Reds obviously pick on it and do things in the ballpark to recognize Vandy, whether it's at the museum there or certainly at the stadium. But I'll tell you what we're doing in Midland Park, New Jersey. The Baseball Association there is going to have a celebration for Vandy in a couple weeks at their opening day parade. And I'm going to be there and get a little bit of talking points and tell the kids a little bit about the story of Vandermeer. We're having those bracelets made that, you know, you can wear on your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And they say Vandermeer double no-hitters and the dates on them, you know, June 11th and 15th, 1938. We're going to give those out to the kids. We've got some great T-shirts that we've made up with Vandermeer's picture on the back that says Midland Park's Dutch Master. That was Vandy's other nickname. And so we're going to give those out to all the kids and talk about them. Vandy's sister, who's, I think, 93 years old now, she's going to be there in attendance and, you know, waving to the kids. So that's kind of a small effort we've done to keep the memory of the man and the record alive there in his hometown.
That's awesome because, I mean, he's been gone. He's been gone more than a decade, and to have his hometown still remember him, that's a great nod to the hometown as well as to you keeping this alive. But it is the 75th anniversary of Johnny Vandermeer's back-to-back no-hitters. You can find out more on the website, and then the corollary, the children's book, Bat Boy Stories, the story of Johnny Vandermeer's unbreakable record. You can find all that information on our website. Just go to WVXU.org, and we will have links to all that information. The man behind all this, Rob Skeed. Rob, thank you so much for your work on this. Reds fans are thrilled to see it. Thanks for being with us on the front row.
Thank you so much, Betsy. I appreciate it.